What's going on, everyone? It's Richard Goldstein here, back with the Investor's Herald. After weeks of severe volatility on the stock market, the volatility does not seem to be settling down. For good reason, that is. The number of cases continues to increase. Universities, gyms, really all businesses are seeking alternate plans to understand how to deal with the virus. Will employees be working from home? What will they do with their pay? I live in the city, right in the city of Boston, and it's truly been a ghost town. Bars, restaurants shutting down, gatherings are closing, grocery stores are empty of common essential goods, mostly toilet paper, pastas, rice, cereals, frozen foods. It's almost like a 12-foot blizzard is on the horizon. And to be honest, people aren't really overreacting. Like, they're taking the proper precautions, especially if they have a large family at home or need to tend to the elderly individuals. I mean, don't buy everything on the shelf, but expect the worst. When news breaks on coronavirus, I usually get bombarded with texts. Oh my goodness, we have to buy stock. They're so cheap right now. The airlines, we're going to miss out. The cruise ships. Panic and FOMO, fear of missing out, are two major common symptoms of investors. To be honest, imagine getting frozen by Medusa and Stone until it passes. That's pretty much what you have to do. You cannot trade this market, except open positions in companies that will excel over the long term from the stay-at-home economy. The key is to stay the long-term course with your investing decisions, opposed to keep jumping around every day when new developments are released. You'll go nuts. The first key of having an investing mind is investing for the long term. People think 6 months is a long time now. Can you believe that? They believe it in terms of careers, dating, even the stock market. In my opinion, if you hold a stock for less than 18 months, that's still a short-term investment. When I enter a position, I want to be sure about the future growth of the company, that I know my profits will be rewarded in maybe a 5-year or 10-year or 20-year period. I understand that it takes time and really doesn't make sense, and that is why I cannot possibly stress over daily movements in the stock price. I would be up all night. You need to train yourself really what the long term is. What does it feel like? Just really think of your childhood too. How long would you hang on to things that you held dearly? Those Pokemon cards, that favorite blanket or stuffed animal. It's because you valued it to the highest level. You knew how special it was to you. That is how I want you to feel with the stock. Do not buy some crazy biotech company because they found a marker protein for COVID-19. You think, and it's already up 42%. You don't even know who the CEO is. No. You need to do your research. Condition that mind, saying in 2025, will this company be more of a market leader? Is the management in it for the long term? You need to transition that short hype mind into the long term mind, because that is where real wealth is created. I'll say that again. You need to transition that short hype mind into the long-term mind, because that is where real wealth is created. It takes time. It really does. Your mind also has to be open to new ideas in order to be a successful investor. I know so many people, for instance, have heard that the coronavirus will cause the world to end and have sold all their positions. First of all, that's not true. Hopefully. It's very contained in China right now. And the quarantine will help. There's so many amazing companies working on cures. Although they won't be out probably till 2021, they're in progress. That means Q2 in this country will be weak. Could even be negative. It really does depend how much the virus spreads and how much it affects the economy. I do believe, with hope, that we will rebound in Q3 if all goes well. The Fed did cut rates to zero and launched a massive $700 billion quantitative easing measure with over $40 billion in purchases. Can the Fed make the Treasury market right? Listen, there is uncertainty whenever a pandemic spreads throughout society. And just remember, the only way to lose money is to sell your position. If you do not sell, you technically do not lose a dime. Just hang on for the long term. Another thing to mention, $40 billion in new mortgages were created last week. I'm keeping an eye on the mortgage market and how it's aligning with treasuries. I want you to take this time, gain knowledge, read books, books to get your mind going, and books about investing, work out, stay in good health, open a fake mock stock market account, as well along with your real one, just to practice trades you might normally make. Try with some options, just experiment. You have the time. Don't do it with real money because the market's too volatile. Stay in there. And any questions, let me know. Just at the Investors Herald, on the site, or DM. And although it's getting drawn out longer than we initially thought, we will get through it eventually. In the long term. Maybe in my long term, not yours. Thank you for listening to the Investors Herald. Let's stay positive, and we'll make strides in the right direction.